would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to the War Master Podcast, episode 80, with hungover Paul and Barry.
Hello.
Paul's looking, he's looking very dapper. I mean, imagine somebody that's just been out to a ball. Kind of like a three-piece suit ball, so it's obviously not a tuxedo ball.
That wasn't tuxedo ball.
Hair disheveled, full beard,
yeah.
Tie kind of off to the side.
Some Hell for Heroes.
Hell for Heroes tie, but black suit, looks very worse for wear. Kind of like he's been dragged through a bush, but he's here. We're on a short. He'll be nodding and harumphing for a while.
Yeah,
we're on a short one today because we've got 15 minutes exactly before I have to go to a mortgage meeting.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's not fun at all. No, my wife's taking the day off, so there's no leeway whatsoever in this because she hates being late, like fucking with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Any sign of being late and she goes fucking nuts.
Does she? Nuts. But she's got three kids. That must be happen all the time.
Well, you'd think. No, she just goes nuts. So, I'll be leaving in about 50 minutes. So we're going to crack on.
Yep.
We've got a big 2 weeks in Paul's world.
Oh, yep.
Big 2 weeks. Although it might not be that big today. And then a little week in Barry's world. And then obviously all the goodness. But today's main topic is chaos.
Yeah, that's right.
Chaos Army Review. The Revolution Style Edition. There have been a few changes to Chaos.
Yes, they are.
All of them were needed.
Yep.
I stand by them all. But we'll kick this baby off, episode 80, with a big week in Paul's world.
Or
2 weeks. Here he goes.
Yeah, here we go. Okay. So what have I been up to? I haven't had too many games on.
No. Yeah, you've had a party.
I mean, it's like... busy end of the year. That was the work Christmas party I went to, basically.
So A&E Christmas party.
Yeah. And
that must be like quite a, black humour. There must be a lot of black humour in working in A&E.
Yeah, there is. I mean, it was this kind of like corporate function thing where we had three tables worth. There was hundreds of people in attendance, but like
the bunker one. So you buy tables at a big event.
Yeah. So and it was a marquee popped up in Billericay.
With the floating elephant.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And if I'm being critical, like the acts were a bit tame, like as in terms of like it was staged as like a dream circus.
Oh, like the Cirque du Soleil.
And the same girls get wheeled out in different outfits, and they didn't do an awful lot, just like walked around like in.
They probably have to keep it like PG.
Yeah,
to not offend anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Of any denomination.
And I was a bit come on.
Fire eater.
No. They did have a male gymnast.
Sword swallower.
No. Like it was gymnastics and display. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Food?
Food was all right, actually. It came on to the... Because I used to be a civil service waiter, like my first job, and I thought, we're just not going to get the food, like, warm. But actually, it did, to be fair, it did come out. We did
free drink?
No, sadly.
Oh,
so,
Jesus, that's expensive, then.
Well, it was, but... So I clocked, okay, how much is a beer? And so I went over to the wine bar. I was like, I'll buy a bottle of House Red. That'll do me. And then...
What's that, like 20?
Yeah. So I was like, okay, that's the cheapest way to do this. and then Clarky was randomly there, because my sister was there.
I don't even know what he does. He was in the ambulance.
Some other company, mad scientist now. And on his table, they'd all been bought... obviously their boss had like paid a lot of money, and they'd gotten these drink wristbands, so their bar was free.
What?
So he just served me. He just got me drinks all night. Yeah.
Free bar.
Well, because it was unlimited because they'd paid a lot up front.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was good. But now I slept in my sister, because I randomly got hold of my sister, like saying, can I stay at yours, because you live in Billericay.
This was last minute.
Yeah, no.
Well, 11 o'clock last night.
And then she said, I'm going to the same event.
Was she?
Yeah.
Does anybody not go to this event?
Well, clearly. And so she went there for her works do as well. So I spent most of the time hanging out with my sister, which was quite nice. Away from all the rest of the family.
Well, apart from Clarky, when you had to knock him off a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Clarky, drink!
quite random because he messaged me. I don't know how he realised I was there, but maybe
probably heard you.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, it was all quite random, but it was good. It was the Dodgems was good, but the casino was awful.
Dodgems?
It was Dodgems. Yeah, put on
like full size.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That was like straight out of like a
drunk Dodgems.
Yeah, drunk Dodgems.
Oh my god. Do you have to sign a waiver on the way in?
No. But
A&E must have been stuffed full of Dodgem injuries.
I don't know who. I mean, all the staff were at this function, so I don't know who was working in the department. But yeah, there we go.
Excellent. Well, that sounds good. Any games? Any games?
I did play Nav at Warmaster.
The game of the gods.
Yeah. So I have played since we last recorded.
Nav was the Orc and Goblin player.
He was. Yeah.
So what's he now? Lizards.
He borrowed my Chaos.
Did he play with Lizards?
He did. Yeah. Because he was down at Alex McGee's Ninth Age. Yeah, like fantasy tournament. So he was in the area, and he tapped me up the night before whether I wanted to, like, you know, could play at Wayland Games. So I did. You know, like that was quite cool. Yeah, you know, like, but it wasn't a serious game really because I'd brought everything, and you know, like Nav typically was late to the venue, so it was all just I'd work the next day, so we didn't play seriously.
Okay.
That's it, really.
What sort of shenanigans here? In Paul's world.
That's all the guild.
What's this? How much is this terrain pack? That's very interesting.
That's their. I mean, so that's Steamforge's first official scenery, isn't it?
Yeah, it's decent, man.
We're themed to two teams.
Not 2D as well.
I guess that goes with Kickoff, doesn't it? Yeah, like that's the idea because they're the Masons and Brewers are the teams out of Kickoff.
Nice bit of kit. I like terrain.
Yep.
And what? I saw some pictures of this shibber shabber. What's this stuff?
So that's the, you know, the chapter approved book.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is like the update.
The £20 I'll milk you every year book.
Yes. If you get milked a bit more, you can buy like these add-ons with it. You know, like
more.
Yeah.
More that's, stuff. Annual
what's,
stuff.
What's quite cool.
What's these cards?
Well, get them out. They're,
I don't want to get them out.
Well, they're the stratagems for the armies that don't have codexes.
So you get the generic pack of cards for a tenner, and now you can add these extra bits for your six extras.
Which is to make them a more fun, that is in a better army until they do a codex, I suppose.
And what system?
That's like a look at it as a victory point and command point tracker.
And that came in the pack, yeah?
Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, my only concern is when they do stuff like this with all these fucking stratagems and stuff and the cards.
Yeah.
How do you know which is the current year's one?
I suppose it's not written on anything.
Jesus, you're going to have like thousands of cards. At the end of every year, you just have to chuck all the cards away and get new ones.
No, I don't know. I mean, hopefully they'll add to it. But, I mean, 40k editions don't last more than
4 years.
4 years, do
4 years is the standard cycle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've talked a lot about 40k. It's there. It's reasonable. It's not that expensive if you get old shit.
No, I mean, so I. What's useful with there is because that Gene Stealer cult, you know, list army that I have, that adds, like, they've got two very good stratagems in there, which makes them a lot better to play. So that's worth it.
What's this stuff?
That's the Chaos Dwarf army that Simon's done.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Excellent. You don't mess around, do you, old Simon?
No, he paints, you know, a lot.
He paints a lot, Fred. Sure he does. Right, so is that what Paul's world?
I've been painting Empire.
More fucking Empire?
Well, I needed to finish them off, really. And I've been working on the
Blue
War Altar, which is quite cool. Yeah, like, so that's the stand. It's basically such a massive upgrade for a character, like, as in miniature. But it's...
What's that? Just an upgrade for a hero?
It draws the War Altar, doesn't it? No, it's a two-stand up character. It's massive, isn't it?
Yeah, that's bigger than a giant, mate.
Yeah. And that's,
to scale in this game.
And that's like a 10-point upgrade, isn't it?
I think sometimes they get the scale a bit fucked up, if I'm being honest.
I mean,
GW.
Because
that thing there would not be the same size as a giant. That could actually be bigger than a GW giant.
I know.
It's huge.
It's absolutely huge. I mean, you were complaining and saying some of your... Greenlings was like
one mil or
too small or whatever.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's official.
That's bigger than a giant, mate. Yeah. And it comes on two stands,
Two stands.
For a warlord.
It's a character.
OK.
So I've done a couple more unit specialists, a couple more skirmishes, a couple more characters, and a unit of fledglings to do.
Especially, I've just that last one. If you compare that to a bone giant, you could probably stack three bone giants on top of each other, and it wouldn't be that.
Yeah, like that size. I guess in a sense, it because when Warmaster stuff was on the shelves, they couldn't, they weren't doing the epic models that they are doing now. And I guess it just allowed them to, like, you know, like, that's the size of, like, a war altar they would have, you know?
Yeah, right. Fair dinkum. Fair dinkum. Right, so Barry's World's been shit, as usual. We had a run on stomach bugs, which is always fun. So, three kids, stomach bugs, that wipes out many, many days. Okay. Because they're not allowed into school for 48 hours after it finishes.
Yeah.
So you times that by number of three.
Oh, well, so they all got ill one after the other?
Well, two of them got ill. So right. That was bad. And then Monday, Tuesday, schools were closed because of snow. It's like, the devil is dumping in my face and the Christmas is around the corner. It's
Well, the amount of people that presented at A&E 2 days ago, falling on ice, ridiculous. It was just like, yeah, I booked in.
Ice is slippy.
Well, just people go out. Like, we've had some snow. And
it was a reasonable amount, and
then it froze over, and so there's a lot of ice, and a lot of people went out and stood on said ice, fell over, hurt themselves, and came to my A&E.
Imagine
all upper arm injuries,
wrists,
upper arms falling onto that, and it's just like, never mind.
what you can do, they're hurt, you've got to fix them.
Yeah, exactly. But it was so busy, it was ridiculous.
Were you on that section, or were you?
I was coordinating minors, so all, you know, the world and the wife turned up to, like, come into minors that day, and we were just too busy, basically. Okay. Major incident called again. It's just like to the point where
black alert.
But it's like it's to the point where, like, these things don't mean anything, do they? Because they're like you're on them so regular, and it's like,
so what does that mean? You can't take people in.
We did divert for a while. There was 13 ambulances waiting outside to unload.
I wouldn't have thought we had 13 ambulances total.
There's a lot of ambulances, but that's a fair number, you know, like, who can unload their patients into the A&E.
Yeah, but that's 13 not on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
In one shift.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Can't be many left.
No, well, maybe two or three times that, I suppose. Yeah. Shit. I mean, that's to cover the county, you know. It's a problem. You know,
like, who'd have thunk it? It's only going to get worse this winter. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Well, so Monday night, I sensibly, very victim mature this, I would never have done this as a younger man, I cancelled my magic club.
Why'd you do that?
Because
you couldn't get to it, yeah, of course.
No, I could get to it, because I've got a car.
Yeah.
But lots of people kind of walk to it, the roads are shitty, and the pavements are shitty, mm-hmm. and it's. And so I said, no, mm-hmm. stay at home. Stay in the warm. Don't fill up Paul's A&E with people slipping on their arse.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that was the problem. It's not people doing things they need to do. It's people just doing stupid shit for the sake of, you know, I don't give a shit about the snow and ice. I'll just go out there and have an accident.
Exactly.
It's very mature. I've never felt so old.
No, I mean, I wouldn't have expected many of the people to turn up.
Well, that was the bigger issue. You need eight to even do an event.
Yeah, yeah.
So. And it was an event people generally don't turn up in great numbers for.
Yeah, then and, it's better off cancelling it, to be sure.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's how I did it. So I can't even talk about magic. I've got piss all. Nothing. I've got some Blackgate stuff to talk about later, which is interesting. What's next on our list, fella?
KR sponsorship.
Oh.
Attention. If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR multi-case. KR multi-cases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR multi-case today! Soft foam, hard cases.
Okay, so now we're talking about chaos.
Chaos. Fall to chaos.
Are there five gods or four gods then?
Four. Though, if you were theming armies, you could do five armies because you could do Chaos Undivided.
So is your rat not a god, then? A Chaos God? The Horn God? Is he not a Chaos God?
Well, I suppose. Is he?
I don't know the fluff well enough. I just always assumed you were slightly like cheese chaos. The cheese of chaos.
Cheese of chaos.
Chaos. The appetizer. Chaos appetizer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I suppose technically you could call the horned rat a chaos god, I suppose. But I mean, there is a faction called Chaos, and they have four gods, and you know, really five themes, because you could do undivided.
Mm-hmm. So one day I'll get you to talk to me about the horned rat.
One day,
not today. Watch. Not yeah. today. We're in the four gods. The four gods. Yeah.
Yeah. So you want? So right. So basically, we're going to go over the Chaos Army. We've got the fluff, our army lists of our highlight revolution changes, and then Paul and Barry's sample lists to talk through.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And which so we don't know. I don't know what Barry's done.
Well, you can have a guess what it's going to be like. It's going to be filth.
Yeah, but I quite like my Chaos, as in to the point where I would like to use this Chaos Army in that I've written in a tournament. Right. Okay. So.
So one thing to say about GW Chaos is they didn't differentiate between the gods.
No.
Slaanesh don't play any different to Khorne. Don't play any different to Nurgle. No. Or, I mean, Zinch.
Basically, Warmaster is too scaled back to have that kind of theme running in an army list because it's too far back. Too far out.
Whereas in the Warhammer game, there was a lot of difference.
Yeah, a lot
between
of
these four
a lot
armies.
Of yeah, like dramatic. No, very different models on the table.
And very different rules and very different things that they did and why they did them and stuff. But in Warmaster, they're all kind of vanilla. Yeah. Everything's vanilla demon. Doesn't matter what it looks like. It's vanilla demon.
Yep.
So yeah, that's an interesting thing they did though. And lots of people say, "Oh, can we not have demons that hit more, demons that are like psychers or whatever?" No, this is the way it is. This is Warmaster.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Sparta, goddamn.
But I like that fact, you know, personally.
Okay, right, so hit me with the fluff bomb, Paul.
Okay.
It's been a while. This is going to be a rough fluff bomb, this one.
Rough fluff bomb. So, Chaos basically are the most evilest faction in fantasy. Yeah, because they basically are, you know, essentially for destruction, beyond and conquest. You could almost say even more than orcs and goblins in a sense, because orcs and goblins would theoretically build and have like a wider culture established.
They would settle.
They would eventually settle. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But Chaos are your evil baddies of the Warhammer world.
Who just want destruction to the sake of even destroying themselves. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Just get rid of everything.
Yeah, and again, there's this classic thing where they spend more time fighting each other, but when they are allied all together, then in like basically like internal battle in the Northern Wastes, Chaos Wastes, then if they allied all together, then they could like, you know, destroy the world quite easily because they certainly have the numbers on their side. Which is almost the issue I find of the fluff to the army lists of Chaos is they essentially are normally elite, high-pointed armies, because they're very good fighters. That's right. That's all they do. But the army lists always then come up as small army lists, where the fluff would have them as the tide of chaos.
A horde
of chaos, yeah.
That's an interesting in the list, that it kind of, the stuff you want to take so expensive, you just can't have a lot of stuff.
When we come onto army lists, I'll explain my whole reasonings and design of build and how it plays and etc. But, often Chaos armies are small elite armies when actually there'd be a bigger army. Yeah, in the fluff they'd be numberless. Okay, so what are Chaos? So the fluff tells us that the tribes of the Northlands are called Marauders by the civilized folk of the South. So in Warhammer World, South has is good, North is bad. It's good, isn't it? Yeah. Their domain stretches across the Great Steppes and throughout the rocky lands of Norsica, and encompasses many savage tribes of men. These tribes can be divided into three main groups: the towering flaxen-haired Norse, the raven-haired and dark-skinned Kurgan, and the squat, powerfully built horse-riding Hun. These people together make up the barbarian hordes of the North, where incursions to the South compromise the greatest threat to the civilized nations of the world. So basically, Chaos Marauders essentially have like three different main groups: Norse Marauders, you know, Kurgan Marauders, Hun Marauders.
Mm-hmm.
But basically you could say they're the three biggest tribes of these Marauders, where lots of smaller tribes exist as well.
Yeah.
But you can lump them into three main groups. All of these tribes worship the dark gods that are otherwise called the gods of chaos, but which the Northmen know under many names and under countless guises. Because they live close to the vast polar source of magic, which is, you know, how the world exists, the influence of magical energy is especially strong amongst them. Its warping power blows strongest close to the pole, and the marauder tribes live within its domain. When the wind of magic blows hard, it brings mutation and change to the people of the animals. Strange deformed creatures shamble from the darkness, and demons walk the land, sustained by the magical enriched atmosphere. Mm-hmm. When the wind blows strongest of all, life is corrupted or destroyed, and the northern tribes push south in response, driven by both the will of the dark gods and a howling storm of magical energy. Battle is a way of life for the hardy warriors of the Northlands. They share their land with the most heinous of monsters and would otherwise idly they spend their time fighting each other. They are tough, bloodthirsty barbarians at heart, and they are also respectful of the gods who, in their eyes, give them their strength and direct them to glorious conquest. To fight well is to honour the gods and glorify the tribe. Great warriors are taken in death to live amongst the gods and are worshipped as gods themselves. These tribes see themselves as agents of the dark gods, destined to triumph over the lesser people of the south, to destroy, sacrifice, and ultimately to rule in the name of chaos. And then it just comes into like current history of the flood. But essentially, that's who chaos is. So to expand on it a bit more, like the chaos gods listed are obviously T'Zinch, Nurgle, Slaanesh, and Khorne. And if you say that, and often people like to also do themes of like Chaos Undivided, and I would say that the Chaos Reign that GW did for Warmaster was essentially Chaos Undivided. That's what they. To me, you could paint them in like corny colours.
But there wasn't a lot of stuff, was there?
No. Like an army, it's just, you know, they're one of the original six armies.
Oh no, sorry, I'm thinking of demons. Sorry.
Yeah.
And all the stuff's available.
Yeah. Sorry, but the models themselves, I would say, look undivided in nature.
Yeah, that's fair point. Uh-huh. Right. So, that's a reasonable fluff. Did they win? How did they do in the end times?
In the end times, Archaon, who was like the chosen champion of chaos, comes south and essentially does win.
Has he not been killed before, this fella?
No, not him. But like he's like a long threatened invasion, because it's always like the timeline like before the end times was like 2 minutes to midnight, you know, and Archaon was the big baddie guy. But he hadn't invaded yet.
Right.
And then in the end times, he does. And, you know, but essentially just takes the world down relatively easy. Like, there is resistance put up to him, of course, but, like, you know, and that was, but really, it's no contest, essentially, because he's just got numbers. There's just no limit, on the followers he can throw into it.
No limit. Okay. Right, so what are we on? Army list time.
Army lists.
So we can talk a little bit about the changes as we go through, because
there
aren't many, but what are significant?
Yes, they are. Chaos Army Selector has its first troop choice is Chaos Warriors, who are 4 attacks, 4 hits, and 4 armour.
That is as good as it gets.
As good as it gets. And they have had one of the changes. They have gone to 140 points, down from 150. Min-max 1-0. So you've got to have at least 2 in a 2,000-point army, but there is no cap on how many you could have.
Apart from the 140 points
cap. Yeah. And they are good. We found, basically, in comparing stat lines and points costs, they were a bit overpointed.
Now, you're paying 30 points for that extra attack. Because if you look at a Dwarf Warrior, it's the same, but 3 attacks, isn't
3,
it?
3, 4, yep.
Paying 30 points for that extra attack. But that is a lot of points.
It is, but it's a big package. Like, because they hit hard, they've got the best armour as well, they've got a lot of hits. I mean, they should be. They are super elite, because they're Chaos Warriors. Now, these, in fluff times, these are basically warriors completely chosen by the gods, essentially. And they gifted like these chaos suits of armor, which they can never take off. But
they need to go to the toilet.
They don't need to anymore. Oh. Like, you know, it's like essentially.
They've got stomas or something.
No, but you know, basically, battle sustains them. Like, they don't need to eat anymore. They don't need to. They don't pass anything. They just simply have to fight, and that sustains them.
Okay.
So while you're barbarians, your marauders. Eat, live, and drink, and sleep.
Yeah.
Chaos Warriors don't do that. Yeah.
True. Mm-hmm. Poor them. So what's next, fella?
Next unit is Chaos Marauders, who are 3 attacks, 3 hits, 5 up armour. So the standard 335 for 60 points. Min max 1-0, so you're going to have two units, and there's no cap on how many you could have. And again, this is a very standard 335 for 60 points is common in a lot of armies.
Yeah, that for most armies is elite.
Is elite, yeah, exactly. So that's your high elf infantry, your dark elf infantry, your elite man infantry, your ghoul grave guards, you know, it's all same points.
Yeah, the elite infantry. They're decent. I mean, they don't look decent in this list because the other stuff's so good, but they are decent.
Yeah, exactly. So then you have ogres, another infantry unit, and now I don't think they need to be here, but
I think we've said
four attacks, four hits, five up armor, and they're 105 points
because they got the must chase men rule.
Must chase men rule. And they have ogres must use initiative to charge an enemy unit of humans, and then make sure it's humans and not like dwarves and elves and stuff.
Okay, so they're just exactly as it exists in the ogre army list.
Yeah, I think personally these next two choices really ogres and trolls. Well, when you have Chaos Warriors, and you've got to have Chaos Warriors, I don't think they really need to be in the army list, but they are the sign of the times. At the point of writing, like Warmaster to publish, there was Chaos Ogres, and there was Chaos Trolls. And
there were Empire Ogres.
But exactly, and it's like, so I don't, like, personally, I don't think they really need to be there.
But on the flip side, I don't think it hurts the list, because nobody's taking them.
No.
Well, you might take one unit, might take two. You certainly got no room for ogres and trolls if you want the other stuff, because it's just impossible.
No, I mean, like,
you'd have to play 10,000 points.
I don't think I've seen a Chaos Army use trolls.
Mm-hmm. No. Why would you?
Then the next unit we'll talk about is trolls. For five attacks, three hits, and five up armor for 110 points. Minimum nothing, maximum three. So I suppose you could have six units of trolls
that's
in a Chaos Army.
That's a strange min. Max. Yeah, it's normally like
ogres was max one, so you can only have two units of ogres.
I think they're more possible.
You could have six units of trolls, and trolls have stupidity basically, so they're always at a -1 command, but they can regenerate wounds, which one outstanding hit.
That is good.
That is very good.
That is good in the new revolution, and the fact you get a half move if you play the optional
is
good.
Yeah.
Trolls are better than they were.
Oh yeah, no, definitely, but they have a place in an Orc and Goblin army. I just don't see they really have a place in a Chaos army, personally. Okay.
Yeah, but we ain't finished yet. They still got more and more and more stuff. Yeah. What's next?
Marauder Horsemen, Cavalry. 335. Marauders mounted for 90 points, which is standard points cost for this kind of troop. And no minimum and maximum four, so you could have eight units in an army.
The problem with Marauder Horsemen is that chariots exist.
Yes.
If chariots didn't exist, you'd take them. Because you can't have... you can't have enough Chaos Knights.
Yeah.
So you need something else. And it would be these if chariots didn't exist.
Exactly. I concur. So the next unit is your Chaos Knights, who are four hits, four attacks, four hits, four plus armor for 200 points.
200
No
points.
Minimum and a maximum of four. So you could have eight units of Chaos Knights.
What? That's 1,600 points, fella.
Yeah. But
I don't think you could fit your minimum then in general.
I don't think, I personally, I love Chaos Knights. I love how much rock stars they are. You know, with that stat line and that points cost.
Yeah, but you are paying a hell of a price.
Yeah, they've got to do work. They've got to take out several units.
So let's do some comparisons.
Okay.
Right? I guess then a regular knight, you're paying 90 points for one attack and one hit.
Yes.
And against Saurus...
Yes, Saurus.
You're paying 60 points for an extra hit.
Yes.
Because they're 4-3-4.
Yeah.
60 points for a hit is a lot of money. Why I think Saurus Cav are hands down the best in the game. Because they got as much hitty as this.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly less resilient because they've only got three. But
you're saving on points.
You're saving a shit ton of points.
Mm-hmm. That's fair enough.
It's
fair
like buy three, get one free kind of points.
So your Chaos Hounds. Cavalry, 3-3 nothing, and they got changed to 40 points, minimum nothing, maximum two.
These were, and when I did my list, first thing I put in was four Chaos Hounds. Even at 40 points, first thing, bang, get in there.
Gang, yep.
There's nothing else in the game like them.
Yeah, no.
They hit as hard as Empire Knights. They do.
But
I promise you, they do.
But
if you can protect them, put them in a flank and stuff, so you're only getting hit back once or whatever. Mm-hmm.
That's their place.
Ridiculous amounts of attacks for 30 points. They were. It was absolutely bonkers.
Absolutely.
So first thing on my list, bang, get in there, four Chaos Hounds. Even at 160 points, because still nothing in the game touches them for value.
No. Then you have Chaos Chariots, which are a chariot type. Three attacks, three hits, 5-up armor for 95 points. Minimum nothing, maximum 3. Well, obviously, they're obviously maximumed by you can't find the damn models.
I've said it many times. This is from the original releases.
Yeah.
So there are shit tons of these around.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit tons. And can you find Chaos Chariots? No.
No. No,
you can't. Why would you not take them? For 5 points, you get a bonus every time you charge. Only when you charge now, not when you advance or pursue or any of that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you charge.
Yep. And
that's like having a Sword of Fate on each charge and each stand for 5 points.
It is. I mean, that is a bigger question. Is the 5 points of a chariot upgrade, effectively, is that too little? Should it be 10?
I don't know.
And it's something I have floated on the committee.
The things that chariots can't do...
Mm-hmm.
That horsemen can do are very minor in the game. Don't come up very often.
No,
they are there, but it's just not doesn't come across very often. Right. So yeah, we talked about chariots. We talked about chaos hounds. Next fella,
harpies, which are with 2 attacks, 3 hits, and 6-up armor. They are for 65 points, minimum nothing, maximum 1. Obviously, they're flyers, you know, like...
Which is a big plus.
Yeah, you know, harpies can fly, but they're based wrongly, especially, right?
Which is a big minus.
It's based like infantry. They are awful.
They're not awful.
But they're flyers.
They're flyers. They have a place.
They have a place, exactly. And
if you've not got raised dead, and you need stuff to do what these guys can do, then they definitely have a place.
Yeah, exactly. They're just... Yeah.
They're better than birdmen. Birdmen have a ranged attack, I'm not sure.
I do have a question about flyers, and I'm not sure what exactly is... I have to look up what the right answer is. But when you move a unit of flyers, so they're flying, move their 100 centimetres, can they move over characters and send them running? They can do that they're flying.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah, that's what their
roles.
Hoovering up characters was an old tradition.
Old tactic.
You think you've got your stuff nicely set up? Oh no, it's all rushed back to its units 30 centimetres away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then you have a unit of dragon ogres.
Oh my god, they've got so much stuff in this list.
A monster unit. They have 6 attacks, 4 hits.
So how many is that on the charge? 8.
8 on the charge. 5 up armour. 250 points.
200!
Minimum nothing, maximum 1. Well, and like the fact. And they have no. That's it.
Did we not get immune to terror onto them?
We did not, no.
Are you sure? Jesus Christ, 250 points.
I think they should have immune to terror, personally.
I don't know what version of the rules you're looking at there.
Okay.
I think there's a potential. I need to look online, but I think there's a potential that they got immune to terror because 250 point infantry unit that needs to be immune to terror.
Yeah,
Jesus,
it should be.
Wet.
Especially because what they are as dragon ogres, they shouldn't be scared.
Ever.
Like they
I
are.
I mean, they are face short, aren't they?
Yeah. So like monsters. So like they are like based. As
I see that. I saw a Chaos Brigade with. I think it was like a couple of Chaos Warriors and these in the middle, and it's like, I can't fight that. What am I going to fight that with?
Eat it.
it's not fightable, mate. I think there may have been a spawn in there as well. It's just, no.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
no.
They are super good.
But they're 250
points.
250
points, yeah.
Jesus.
Could have 2 units in a 2,000 point army.
So you can see already that the Chaos list is awash with expensive stuff. Yeah.
And then you have this really weird unit, a Chaos Spawn. So that's a monster. It's got 3 attacks and 3 ranged attacks. It's got 4 hits, a 3 plus armour, but it's only 1 must stand, and it is 110 points.
But it can be added to brigades.
And minimum nothing, maximum 2. Now, its rules are you add it to a brigade, and that doesn't count as the brigade as a unit in the brigade for sizing. So you could have, you can have... one unit, every brigade that keeps one unit can have a unit of spawn. So you could have theoretically 4 units of 4 spawn getting one order. They can only move, they can't move by themselves, so they have to move with something else. And then they cause terror as well. And their shooting tack is range 15, but is all round. Yeah, so
they're an interesting piece.
They're a weird.
I've never found points for them, but I've seen them used. God damn, they're annoying.
Yeah, well, that 3
in
plus,
the middle of like
that,
Chaos Warriors or something.
3 plus armor. Is brilliant. So like,
and they're based like monsters again.
But it's like there's nothing else in the game for. Well, I suppose no. When we talk about monsters,
well, you've got your screaming bells.
It's just a weird unit. Like, I don't know what When they're based alongside infantry, where should they be?
In the middle of the brigade.
In the middle of the brigade.
Yeah, yeah. Messing stuff up.
It's weird, isn't it? They're weird.
They're weird, for sure, but... yeah. If you had an extensive Chaos Collection, you could play like 15 different variant armies. There's millions of
Chickens. Oh, yeah, there's loads of... this army list, because of its nature of high points cost, there's a lot of different builds in it. Then you have your standard general, your command 9 general, your command 8 hero, and your wizard who's got command 8, so he's a 90 point wizard.
He's got an attack.
Because he's got an attack as well. And your only mount is a Chaos Dragon, which comes in at 3 extra attacks for 100 points. And yeah, it has all the standard dragon stuff, so it can
shoot. But it's a proper dragon.
Oh yeah, it's a lovely model.
No, I mean like a proper dragon. It's not like a wither.
It's the same as the High Elf dragon. The Chaos spells. You have Boon of Chaos, which is every stand in the unit, including characters that joined, gets +1 attack. That's only the unit that they've joined, so that one unit gets buffed for extra attack each.
That's pretty good.
4+. Anger of the Gods, 4+ to cast. Effects, and it gives you a -1 command penalty for enemy within 30 centimetres. That's good early game. Rage of Chaos is a 5+, range 30. This is the great one. So basically, so it gives you an extra attack dice according to how many dice you roll, up to 3 dice. But if you get any doubles or multiples, same results, those attacks are applied onto you for the first round.
Well, that's bad.
Yeah.
But this is, you get the attacks every round, yeah? You get them every round.
For the following combat phase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I could, theoretically, get 15 extra dice, because that's per stand or per unit?
For the unit.
15 extra dice on a unit of Chaos Hounds who are already doing 12. So that's 27 attacks.
Yeah, so if they rebound onto you, they only last for one round. That round of combat.
Right, nothing left of Chaos Hounds. If you roll 18 dice.
There's few things that the Chaos Knights are going to need help with to do, but your Chaos Hounds are the perfect expendable unit for this. Then you have Curse of Chaos, which is 5+, because they have no 6 spell, which range 30. Cut this sorcerer must be able to see the target, and it's 3 shooting attacks.
No armor save.
With no armor save. Yeah.
Mm. So. All balls to the wall offensive spells. All of them. We're going for this.
Yes.
We're not mussing about. Mm-hmm. You don't need to worry about shenanigans, like little movement spells, raise that. None of that. It's all about attacking.
Yeah.
Killing.
All about
killing,
attacking.
Killing and attacking.
So, that's the army list, and we've highlighted the revolution changes. So, we have Paul and Barry's sample list.
So, it's definitely a tier 2 army.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely right there in the middle.
Right there in the middle. Classic. Shall I go through mine first?
If you like, sir.
Okay, so I've gone for 2 Chaos Warriors, 11 Chaos Marauders.
Jesus wept!
2 Marauder Horsemen, 1 Chaos Knights, 4 Chaos Hounds, 1 Chaos Chariot.
4 Chaos Hounds, that's strange, though.
2 Harpies, 1 General, 1 Hero, 1 Sorcerer. My breakpoint is 12, and my scouting value from the Harpies and Chaos Hounds would be 14. So the way the army's done is expanding on. I wanted to go for a horde of chaos.
Yeah.
So my brigades are going to be built as thus: 2 Chaos Warriors. They will lead 2 brigades of three Marauders each. So basically, 4 units with their Chaos Warriors at front. That's 2 brigades. Then I also have a 3rd brigade of just Marauders.
Okay.
So that's 3 infantry brigades.
Yeah.
The Chaos Knights and the Chaos Chariots go together. They will play behind my front line. I lead with these 3 infantry brigades, and they play basically about 10-20 centimetres behind the front line. So they just move up to counter, basically, whatever, if they needed it. Now, depending on what the target is, if I need to break something in the front, it will be Chaos Knights, and if I can find a flank, and Chaos Chariots are just as good for doing that. The 4 Chaos Hounds are there simply to increase the break and to go on my weaker... is basically, I refuse one flank with one...
And to charge cannons.
Yeah, I mean, but they are mostly there to bring up break point. Then the 2 Harpies. I would have settled with 1 unit of Harpies, but I had the points left over because they're 65, so I had 5 points spare to not have another unit of Marauders. I'd take a unit of Harpies. And they will be there just, again, like the Hounds, they're just looking for opportunities. Okay. So catch an artillery piece if they can, get behind units. If I push them the magic 2 centimetres into them, perfect. Then my character selection is just one standard, 1 general, 1 hero, 1 sorcerer. No magic items, on the nose. 2,000 points. So, I've gone... Now, I really like the look of that army, is that it's like a Chaos army I haven't seen on the table before. And yeah, I could play it with what I have by using some demon units as extra marauders, basically. Yeah. So and it's, so I could take I might even take that army to a tournament.
Sure. Well, mm-hmm. Very interesting.
And that's how it's built, what its jobs are, how it plays. And it will, but you know, it'll be quite a good tournament army because it's quite simple. It's just all about axe to face. And most of that axe will come from my massive infantry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Okay. Mine's obviously different.
Yep.
So we start with 4 Chaos Warriors.
Yep.
Because there's nothing better than a brigade of Chaos Warriors. Because it really is quite difficult to deal with, I promise. Unless you've got cannons or something that can degrade them.
Yep.
You don't want to charge this. And then we got 4 Marauders. So the Chaos Warriors are brigaded as a 4. The Marauders are brigaded as a 4. These are kind of my second wave and defensive.
Yep.
So they're not going to be leading. Then we have 2 Chaos Knights and 2 Chaos Chariots in a brigade.
Right, okay. That's pricey.
That's what I want. I want my... That's what I want.
How many Marauders did you say you had?
4.
4. Right, okay. Yeah, carry on.
Okay. Then we've got 4 Chaos Hounds, because why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
For all the things that they can do. 2 Harpies, because again, I had enough points left to have 1 unit of Harpies, mm-hmm. or another unit of Marauders, and they didn't fit in a brigade, so might as well have the second unit of Harpies.
Oh, sorry, I missed out, so I have 2 Marauder Horsemen in my list as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, sorry, I missed one.
So they could do the things that flyers can do.
Mm-hmm.
We got a general, we got a sorcerer, and that sorcerer is on a Chaos Dragon with a Sword of Fate. And that's it.
So what's your break point?
My break is 9.
9. Say so that's the thing.
But
yep.
My scout is, I got 8 for the hounds and 9, so 17.
It's even higher than mine, right? Okay. Yeah, because you got a flying character. What was your character set up?
General.
General,
obviously,
yeah.
And sorcerer on Chaos Dragon with Sword of Fate.
So just 2 characters.
That's it. Balls
one
to the
of
wall,
them, one of them, 20 centimeter command.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm not moving that much stuff.
Because how many different brigades would you have?
Well, I ain't going to engage with the Marauders.
No, but how many different brigades are there?
3 plus the Harpies that I'm moving. 4 plus the Harpies.
So you've got to those 2 characters got to give out.
The general's got to do a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So in my setup, I'm going to have 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, basically. To move my army, I'm going to need 6 orders from 3 characters.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't move the hounds and the marauders unless they've got jobs to do.
But I think that's... See...
your sorcerer can order as well as a hero, as long as it's only doing 2 orders.
Yeah, but it's only 20 centimetres.
It doesn't make any difference.
It makes a lot of difference.
It doesn't, because like, I want the second offensive. Order within 20 centimetres anyway.
If you want to be defensive, sorcerer is okay, but not offensive.
The maximum
plus,
threat.
Plus that dragon. You're going to want him to go fight, aren't you? And then
of course.
Yeah, but then you're like, then you'll be like down to just the general again.
Well, this is how we view the game differently. I don't like any wastage.
Yeah.
So if it's in there, it's working.
Okay, fair enough.
There will be turns where it goes wrong.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. So this is good. These are quite different army lists, because I'd say Barry's is more the classic Chaos army list you see. In terms of like a lower breaking point, I mean, yeah,
9's pretty good.
9's though. Okay. 10, like 9 and 10 is the.
I saw a guy play 6.
Oh, well, yeah.
6. That was the guy with the dragon arms and the spawn and shit. Yeah, 6. Yeah.
6.
Well, fine, man. It did work. It's hard to get those 6.
Yeah.
Without cannons.
See, because then that list, I'd double the size of it. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like that's how interesting the game can be, because in that build. Of his 6 break, Chaos Army, well, my build would be 12 break. So literally, I'm twice the size.
I once ran a Tomb King of 23 break, I think.
Oh my god!
it was hard to use.
Yeah, it was hard to use.
And it was all shit. Yeah. but there's 23 of them to get.
23, yeah.
Right.
So, interesting. Your army would be quite easy to do. Well, how many chariot units did you have?
2.
2. So that's the hard thing to find in terms of models.
Well, or you could get. This is how shit it is. Or you could get put two marauders in and get an extra sword.
Yeah.
That's all you get. That's all the change you get. 5 points per unit. That's why you don't want them. Marauder schmorder. Get out of here, marauder.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay, cool. Interesting. So, that's quite cool. Like, we have, I mean, Chaos Knight is an army where you can have something of everything. And not that you would want to, but you just can't. It's a high point. Now, I highlighted that, though. For me, the rock star is the Chaos Marauder, like, which is another army's elite infantry, heavy, you know, that 335. You know, like, the problem the Chaos Army has is that its cheapest unit in Hounds, there's a limit. There's only four units you can have, and you do to have this, and to like to most tournament armies, and like they're gonna want some break, some forgiveness, so those Hounds get put in as a default.
Yeah, you know, like, first thing
as,
on the list,
as you say. Yeah, you know, but then you run out of like of you can't spam them far because four units of Chaos Hounds is the most you can have, and so. I wanted to go. I've gone, say, like, Marauder heavy with mine. I mean, a Chaos Army with 11 units of Marauders is quite different.
Imagine how good Empire would be if they had access to Marauders.
They'd be, well, they might be imbalanced if they did, because then...
That's what they need.
Because then that's exactly what they don't have, what they need, and then they'd have good, you know, reasonable cavalry, you know, they'd have a heavy infantry option, and they'd have the artillery as well. Probably imbalanced.
I agree. Mm. They've got to have a weakness.
Exactly. And that's, I mean, it's Chaos classic. I mean, Chaos's weakness is that they're just the lack of any range game at all.
I'll tell you, they hate playing against cannons. Man, I have to use things like hounds to absorb cannonballs, because otherwise I'm dying.
Yeah, exactly. If you can get to the artillery with a with a extended second move kind of thing, you're going to have to feed them expendable units instead of them shooting your more expensive stuff, because there's like in my army, for example, I can't have my Chaos Knights getting targeted when I've got a 40 point unit of hounds to
as easily as hounds, isn't it?
Like, and it's like, so I cannot let that happen, like, and that's why I say with my setup, you know, the knights and the one unit of knights and chariots I have are just line, a second wave line breakers.
One of the uses for the harpies is to make the cannons kill the harpies.
Yeah.
Put them behind, make them turn around and kill the fucking harpies.
Which is a tactic. Counter tactic is for the them to be blinkered so they can't see the harpies, or you engage the harpies with something and then they're not targeted.
That's true.
So it's not without risk.
Anything to stop them shooting my good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, what else we got on this? We've got to keep this short. I've only got a couple of minutes left.
Ooh, okay, so Black Mage Gate Miniatures update.
Can't do that today. We'll do that next time.
UKGT update.
How's that going?
We're on. Even conservative guests on the tickets being sold, because I don't get updated every time. You're well into the 15 plus players. You haven't bought a ticket yet, so
I'm just saying.
So it's definitely for it, and it will. And lots of people have said, "Oh, my friend probably as well." And even a few of them would make it 18, make it five rounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So no problems. But the problem, the only issue is, I have no idea if the convention itself is going to sell out. We're not going to sell out as a tournament.
I'll put it on my list of things to do.
I do not know if the convention itself is going to sell out, because that's got an upper limit, you know, of how many attendees
you
can have.
Well, you've got effectively 32 tickets, haven't you? Because
you've got tables for 32. Yeah, basically, if we were reaching that target, I would chat with the organisers, and 32 is really our upper limit.
Yeah, absolutely.
To be honest, I wouldn't want to run an event right now bigger than 32 players anyway. Because I want to keep it to that five rounds and keep it every, and make it absolute. I mean, Simon did say in a message, like, why don't you try this epic scoring system of, so, you know, it's basically a sliding scale of points, and that's how you match them against each other.
Right.
And I was like, well, you could do, but I want the winner to be the one that has won all their games.
Right, okay. Right, sorry it's a short one today. We are doing another one on Tuesday, though, including the cup final that never was.
Unless Barry cancels on me, yes, we are.
The cup final never was. So you'll get this one then Friday, and then the Friday before Christmas. I have to edit it when I'm up north. I will be editing it, and then we'll have the... we might even get to YouTube it, we'll see.
That'll be
ideal. We can't do it at mine, because the builders are in full flow.
Well, then
so if we can't do it here...
We could do it here. You know, like, it's fine.
That's okay. Okay, right, so if you want to get us up, you can get Warmaster Podcast on Facebook or the warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com.
Yeah.
That was episode 80.
Yeah.
Hungover Paul and Barry.
See you later.
But good night.
Would you like to know more?